Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Who Culture. I am one of your hosts, Sean Ferrick, and I am joined by the wonderful, the awesome, the, let's be honest, the true wife of the Doctor. It is the wonderful Ellie Littlechild. How are you getting on, Ellie?
I'm very excited.
Excited? What is making you excited today?
Well, there might have been a slight announcement today that's made me very excited.
Qua?
Intriguing.
So what is it? A new series is coming back? Something's happening? Oh, who am I kidding? We know. We now know who the next Doctor is.
Yeah, we do.
Shuti Gatwa, who I would know most from Sex Education now. And I think, if I'm being honest, a lot of people are also like, also furiously going to his IMDb and being surprised by how busy this guy is. Has been cast as the 14th Doctor. I put about 7 extra syllables in the word 14th. That's how excited I am right now. So first of all, what do we know about Shuti?
We know him from Sex Education. We know him from that. And we know from that just how talented he is, particularly in comedy.
Yes.
Which I think is key to the role of the Doctor. Obviously, there's drama. There's always drama. But I think a key part of Doctor Who is to keep that comedy spark in there as well. And we've seen that in him. Absolutely.
Definitely. Like, he is a complete breath of fresh air. I say breath of fresh air in that show. I mean, that show is just, it's just a wave of fresh air. It's just, it's quite fresh. Also, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, how could we not? So, we've got a whole bunch of notes, but of course, we are learning this pretty much at the same time that everybody else is learning this. You saw, just before we came on recording, you saw an interview with Shuti that seems to have happened in the last hour or so. What did we learn from that?
Yeah, so that was from the BAFTA red carpet, which is going on right now. We've learned that he has known since February that he has got this role. And most interestingly, I think this is great, we've learned from Russell T Davies himself that he was actually the last audition that they held for the role of the Doctor. And that actually they had someone else who they were pretty much set on until Shuti came in and did his audition, and then everything changed.
Brilliant. I think that is fantastic. Like, I am so happy to hear this news for Shuti. I'm conflicted because this was a very difficult way for me to learn that I had not successfully got the part of the Doctor, having think that I gave a... I mean, like, can we finally talk about the fact? I mean, I had the role till this other actor came in after me, and listen, it's fine. It's fine. Like, that's incredible. And also, relatively a short space of time of him being cast to the announcement we make, because we've been waiting for how long now to find out who the new Doctor is?
Well, it's been a long, long time. I mean, was it last year that it was announced, or at least early this year?
I think so. I have it in my head it was sometime around the holiday special that we sort of knew that we were coming into the last hurrah for Jodie. And actually, I suppose, just really quickly, we must talk about the fact that with Jodie leaving, there had been a lot of speculation, I know, as to what direction the franchise would go after Jodie, who was, of course, the first female Doctor cast. And no, everyone, I have not forgotten about Joanna Lumley in the case of in the Curse of Fatal Death. And, you know, as to whether they were going to stick with hiring another woman, or what they were going to do. I'm personally delighted Shooty has got the role. I'm very much looking forward to seeing Jodie's take on this. I saw a hot take that made me smile all the way down into my soul, and it was Georgia Tennant retweeting the announcement, yes, going, "Hi, Dad."
That's brilliant.
Oh, that made me so happy.
I mean, for her in particular, that's just so many levels of truth.
It's like, that's confusing as well as happy. Like, of course, I'm sure everyone knows watching this, but for everyone who doesn't know, Georgia Tennant played Jenny, the Doctor's daughter, in the episode The Doctor's Daughter. She then married David Tennant in real life, and she is, of course, the daughter of Peter Davison. Everyone else can figure out that seating plan at the wedding. There has been as well, so credit here to Twitter user at Trilby Reviews, who put up that Bad Wolf, who is, of course, the production company that Russell T Davies is heading, has slated that they will be filming a returning drama between April and July of this year. Now, they have said that this is all 2023. We will not be seeing Shooty in the role, presumably barring the regeneration, until 2023. Of course, we live in the land of speculation. So this is now going, a returning drama, you say? That's a very early time to start filming for November 2023. But you actually had a very good reason as to why this may not be a surprise episode this year. This could actually still be for the 60th next year.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to be the party pooper, but if we're looking at Shooty and the work that he's got coming up, then it is likely that it's all just to do with scheduling conflicts. I mean, he's got Sex Education season 4 coming up. He's got the new Barbie film coming up with Margot Robbie and Emma Mackey. So it could just be a case of they need to film when they can. But we can still live in the land of hope and speculation that it does mean a surprise Christmas special.
I love that so much. I love that. You just mentioned the Barbie movie there, which has become something of a Sex Education reunion.
Really has. Which I'm not mad about. I mean,
oh yeah.
My thoughts about a Barbie film, you know, a little bit in the air. Not entirely sure what to expect from that.
Kinda.
But looking at the cast, it's coming together to be quite an interesting concept.
That's what I was saying. I was kind of like, when I initially heard Barbie movie, and I realized we're here to talk about Shooty, but when I initially heard Barbie movie, I was like, really? Do we need this? And then I saw the cast, and so I was like, okay. But particularly just like, obviously, just, we have to mention Sex Education in general, just how I think influential that show has been on a lot of people who, you made the point that this could bring younger viewers back to Doctor Who.
I definitely think that, obviously not children, because
Sex Education is not,
it speaks for itself, but I do think that maybe in the last few years Doctor Who has maybe lost a lot of viewers, and I think that by bringing in an actor who's in a show that is so popular, particularly with younger audiences in terms of teenagers and young adults, I think that is going to bring in a fresh audience.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I think so. I think back to 2005, which I remember with upsetting clarity, and Rose appearing on television. And what was I in 2005? I'm going to date myself immediately here. I was, why is this so hard? I was 19 in 2005. And I'm not going to ask Ellie because I'll just get sad. I'm just going to get sad. But I was young, and it appealed to me that it was silly enough for me as a 15-year-old that I could kind of get on board with it. And my dad, who was sitting beside me, who was not 15 at the time, was 19 at the time. Sorry, why did I say I was 15? I just tried to lop a few years off my age there. But even at 19, I thought it was silly enough that I was enjoying it. My dad, of course, was like, "Well, this is kind of the silliness of Doctor Who." With all the love in my body that I have to Stephen Moffat, it got fierce serious there for a while.
Yeah, it did. And I think it's also worth noting that Shuti is the first actor to play the Doctor who was young enough to watch it as a child in 2005. Yeah. I think he was 12. That could be wrong, but I believe I saw that he was 12 years old in 2005 when Rose aired, which means that, yeah, he's the first actor who grew up on New Who.
Hmm.
I mean, I know we've had actors who grew up on the classic series, but in terms of really knowing what New Who is, he grew up with it just as we did.
Absolutely. And actually, you've made me think of a perfect thing there. Already, I've seen people go like, I mean, this person is a child. How can this person possibly play the Doctor? He is 29 years old, which I believe is 3 years older than Matt Smith was when he started playing the Doctor. And I think the same age as Peter Davison.
Yeah, I believe, yeah, he, and also, I mean, he'll be 30 in October, so actually by the time we see it, he'll be 1 year older.
So in terms of, say, people are worried, or I say worried, but people have already expressed, like, can he cover the heavier topics? I would say, go and have a look at Sex Education. This man can cover, yeah.
You know, he had many, many scenes of comedy, and he is a comedy genius, but he also had some really, really serious, heartfelt moments in Sex Education, and he portrayed them fantastically. I didn't look at him and think, no, you're better at the comedy, or vice versa. I think he's got a real good balance. And in that BAFTA interview that we just watched before we started recording, Russell T. Davies himself was asked, why did he get the role? And he just said he's pure talent.
Yep.
He just has so much talent. And by the reaction to Chuty himself, I think he's quite quite a modest actor.
I think so. That interview is just like, oh, just he just seems so like, I'm so happy I've got the part, which is
feeling. Yeah. He looks so excited, and I think that's so important to just have that breath of fresh air.
Everyone is excited. Everyone is excited about this news. What I would really love is that, and I presume now that the announcement is out, because it was already initially like, why are we finding this out on social media? I actually don't have a problem with that. I think it's going to reach the widest audience quickest is by doing this on social media.
I believe that, you know, in the world of speculation, the BAFTAs are tonight, and perhaps we are going to get something more tonight. Who knows? Obviously, we are recording this before the BAFTAs have started officially. So something may well have happened, but we cannot see into the future. So...
Yes, so actually, so if this video is released, but in the meantime, Shuti goes on the BAFTA stage and says, haha, JK, I'm not playing the Doctor, then this is all going to age really badly. But it could be really, really fun. There is something, of course, that we must say. This is an enormous historic moment in Doctor Who as well, because Shuti will be the first main actor, person of colour, to play the Doctor. Of course, Jo Martin appeared as the Doctor in season 12, the future. Yes. So I don't want to in any way take that historic moment of Doctor Who away. This will be the first in an ongoing series.
Yes.
And I think this is, first of all, I think it's good for the longevity of the show.
Yeah.
Because I think even several of the previous actors have said, you know, we need something different. And when we got Jodie, I thought this was fantastic. Again, for the longevity of the show, you need to do something to switch it up. What are you hoping most to see in this new TARDIS, this new era of Doctor Who?
I am really excited to see that kind of, that freshness again, you know, that kind of, that comedy. I think it'll be really interesting once we find out who the companion is going to be, because it's so important when you get that, the chemistry with the companions. And so I think once we have that announcement as well, that, that just that fresh comedy side, I think knowing the comedy talent that Shooty has, that I think we're in for a treat there.
Yep.
And also obviously Russell is coming back, and so all sorts of amazing things are in the pipeline.
I couldn't agree more. I'm really excited. I am, of course, I'm excited as well that we have LGBTQIA plus actor now playing the role of the Doctor, with Russell T Davies coming back as well. There is a joke I always used to love about the Russell T Davies era that's gone before, was that it was quite down to earth and silly, but that for a while everyone in space was either bisexual or Welsh. And damn it, I want that era of Doctor Who back again. I think that is just fun. I am so excited to see what's coming up next. I think it's going to be fresh. I think it's going to be different, which I think it needs to be.
I think sometimes you need that kind of lightheartedness brought back a little bit. I think maybe it did start to fall into that zone of being a little bit too serious, too much.
Yeah.
And the thing that was, like you said, the thing that was so amazing about it when it first came back was that kind of, there were those serious moments, but there were also moments that were just pure happiness and just that lighthearted fun. And I think it's good to have that balance. And I think that that's going to be really important. And I think that will be what we see as it comes back.
I think so. We'll finish it there for the moment. But if, Ellie, there was one legacy character who they had to bring back in the new series of Doctor Who, who would you like to see back? If there was one name you had to pick?
In case anyone has been living under a rock and hasn't discovered my slight obsession, I would love to see River Song back. I'd just love to see her back. And I think, actually, her and Shooty could have a very good chemistry. I think that would be wonderful to see.
Yep.
That would be great. Russell, if you would like to do that, I would love to see it.
Excellent. I couldn't second that hard enough. Ellie, thank you so much. Now, we'll go there. When everyone wants to reach out to contact you online, where do they find you?
They find me everywhere. So first and foremost, you can find all of us at Who Culture on Twitter, at Who Culture. And represent a bit of Who Culture. Across all social medias, just search Ellie Littlechild. It'll come up. There aren't many Ellie Littlechilds in the world.
That is true. She has been systematically taking care of them all. You can find me as well at Sean Ferrick on all of your various socials. We are both on TikTok. Hers is better. And we will bring you news as it develops. Anything else that we come out. Obviously, the next one is going to be, you know, let's see who the companions are going to be. So we will let you know as we know ourselves. But in the meantime, thank you so much for watching. You are all awesome. Keep things wibbly wobbly, and we will talk to you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.